USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Alabama is joining the list of several Republican-led states who say they're suing or plan to sue over the Biden administration's COVID vaccine mandate. Attorney General Steve Marshall calling the rule requiring private companies with 100 or more employees to mandate vaccines or weekly testing an overreach. The Senate Judiciary Committee is continuing to hold a hearing regarding former USA Gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar's abuse of athletes and the FBI's inaction when the allegations were brought to the agency in 2015. USA Olympic gymnast Simone Biles, who was one of Nassar's victims, warns of the consequences if the people who helped cover up the allegations aren't held accountable.
If they are not, I am convinced that this will continue to happen to others across Olympic sports.
This is USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
A new report out says medium household income dropped in 2020.
For the first time since the Great Recession of 2011, the median household income in the United States has declined. New data from the Census Bureau shows that the median household income decreased to $67,500 between 2019 and 2020, a drop of nearly 3% amid the pandemic. It also showed that the number of full-time workers dropped by 13.7 million last year, the biggest decrease since the Bureau began tracking that data in 1967. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A bus driver shortage is impacting kids returning to in-person learning in several states. The shortage of drivers is leading Massachusetts to bring the National Guard for help, and lawmakers in New York say the Guard is needed there to help with the shortage as well. Cities in Ohio, Virginia, and elsewhere report similar shortages and kids waiting hours for buses. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you think vaccines alone will protect you from COVID-19, think again. More breakthrough cases of COVID variants show that vaccinated people are still vulnerable to the deadly disease. To be safe, monitor regularly for fever, as it's the leading sign of COVID-19. Use Exergen, the only thermometer scientifically proven to detect fever. And beware of non-contact devices that miss 5 out of 6 fevers. Remember, vaccines are not enough. So protect yourself and your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Last week, President Biden ordered all businesses with more than 100 employees to require their workers to get COVID-19 shots or face weekly testing. Some doctors across the country are crying foul, saying countries like Israel and the United Kingdom have accepted proof that a previous COVID-19 infection in lieu of a vaccine is just as good, and natural immunity protects people as well from COVID-19. Dr. Jeffrey Jerry specializes in infectious diseases at St. Luke's Hospital in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Their hospital is allowing employees with natural immunity to not have to get the COVID-19 vaccine.
Our own observation is clear that natural immunity can provide the kind of protection that is either equal or superior for a period of time versus two doses of the mRNA vaccines, which are like Pfizer and Moderna. Again, we are very committed, though, for people to get the actual vaccine, and we are mandating that. So what this does is to defer individuals who wish to take some more time to make that decision based on the evidence that we have to do so. We are constantly looking at the data, and we're willing to change our mind as the data necessitates. And I think that's important for all of us to do and not be wedded to a single position.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.